The Paranormal Activity films have always kind of worked because they've tried to make a closed sort of world. They've always tried to circle back so that every sort of sequel or prequel in the installment has made logical sense. And that is maybe the downfall of the ghost dimension. So here we have the Paranormal Activity franchise having been gone through all the found footage permutations, and we've sort of arrived at a place that now kind of takes for granted that there was a cult involving little girls and unborn babies and witchcraft and satanic stuff. And now we're throwing a couple of things into the mix that we're not used to seeing in the Paranormal Activity movies, and that is time travel and hipsters. So here we have like a guy breaks up with his girlfriend. He's like a hipster brother of the character. He finds an old VHS camera that's been souped up. They start watching tapes in it. The tapes kind of can kind of see what they're watching, and that they're looking through the camera and they can see kind of ghost blobs, almost like they're on the haunted house ride at Disneyland. And so it's like almost like hologram technology. And then weird stuff starts happening. There's like a really attractive woman living there for no other purpose other than to provide this guy with some sexual energy, even though nothing happens. There's a, you're kind of waiting. It involves all of the pacing of the paranormal movies, which doesn't really help you, where it sort of startles you and then waits for about 10 minutes for you to calm down, then startles you again. There's a lot of black and white stuff. There's people staring at each other while they're sleeping, but this time it's just like a blob of energy. These movies are always interesting. They play upon what is the anxiety at the core of sort of modern culture. And it looks like at the moment we're fearing time travel and technology being outdated. So like we're worrying about our old cameras and our old footage sort of making us look bad. We're worrying about old Facebook posts and stuff like that. So that plays out in the subtext here, in that these old found footage tapes are actually like looking into the future and seeing us even so. But I don't know if it works as a movie. It certainly isn't scary to throw time travel into the mix. So we've got witchcraft, time travel, satanic rituals. There's a goat, like a goat demon thing. There's just a lot going on, too much.